Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me to the book of Acts, please. 22nd chapter. Now, Paul was the Pharisees' golden boy. He was trained at the feet of Gamaliel. He was a rising star in the Pharisaical ranks. And he was number one enemy of the church of the Lord. Saul of Tarsus. Is that right?
Yes.
I mean, the Bible says that when Stephen was stoned, Saul was there and gave affirmation, witness that he was guilty and should have been stoned, and held the garments of the people throwing the rocks, showing that he's publicly behind this. And then after that, he just gained steam. He went and got authorization from the authorities to go to numerous cities. And he, by his own admission later, he dragged out men and women out of their homes and put them in jail and had them executed. He is one of the biggest enemies the church has at this time. And then he met Jesus. I said, then he met the Lord on the road to Damascus, and got gloriously born again, and then got filled with the Spirit. And the Bible said, you're in Acts 22, just stay there. In Acts 9, when he got saved, it said straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. And all that heard him were amazed. And they said, is this not he that destroyed them that were called on his name in Jerusalem and brought them out to be bound? You talk about a turnaround. People thought, what? Saul is preaching Jesus? It was shocking. And verse 22 says, Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt in Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. Amen. Is he speaking by this Spirit? That cannot be gainsaid nor resisted. So their solution was, verse 23, so after many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. What do you do when you can't prove that somebody's wrong? You don't like what they're saying, but you can't prove that it's wrong. Well, if you're devilish, you want to kill them. That's his solution. Destroy them. Kill them. Which gives us insight into how powerful our testimony is. Come on, can you see this? Why is it such a big deal? Why is the devil so stirred up about this that he immediately tries to kill people and murder people when their testimony becomes powerful? Why? Because we are the light of the world. Hallelujah. Through this witness, through this testimony, those in darkness and blindness are able to see and hear and get free.
Yes.
Glory to God. Sometimes people talk about warfare and spiritual warfare. This is it. This is real spiritual warfare. It's not about dressing up in army gear and shouting real loud. It's about being a light and being unashamed and being willing to tell the truth about what the Lord has done for you, even when it's unpopular, even when it may cost you a little or cost you a lot. Still, you haven't been given the spirit of fear, and you are bold and unashamed. I believe we're becoming more powerful in this. Do you? Can you sense that about this whole group in here? We're becoming stronger.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We're becoming stronger in this. Knowing who we are. knowing what we have. Now, in Acts 22, verse 1, we see Paul and his testimony. And when Saul, who became Paul, when he got saved, the Lord told him that he was to bear his name before kings and before Gentiles, and that he's to give his testimony and give his witness. And you'll see here in Acts 22, you'll see it later, what, in 24 and 26, and you have reason to believe that it happened over and over and over again. He kept giving his testimony about when he met the Lord on that road. Do you know you never need to get tired or weary of giving your testimony? You may think, well, I've heard it 10,000 times. Yeah, but they haven't. They haven't. Don't get tired of giving your testimony. Just make sure it's true. Nothing fabricated. Nothing exaggerated. The truth, absolutely the truth. The truth, the whole truth. And nothing but the truth. So help you God. I mean, now what you're supposed to say before you testify anyway, right? He said, now listen to his testimony, because this is anointed and it was selected to be preserved for us throughout the church for all generations. Listen and get the spirit of what he's doing. Now, he is not in the position of authority. He's there as a prisoner. Taken in custody and then later actually in chains. So he's, you know, they're looking down on him. But he's not intimidated. He said, men, brethren, fathers, hear ye my defense which I make to you. And when they heard he spoke in the Hebrew tongue, they kept the more silence. He said, I'm a man, a Jew, born in Tarsus, in Cilicia. I was brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, taught according to the perfect manner of the law of fathers. I was zealous toward God, as you all are this day. Does this sound like a testimony? Yes. Huh? I grew up over here. I did this. Total truth. Accurate historical account of what happened. And I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women. I did some bad things. And the high priest bear me witness, and all the estate of the elders, of whom I received letters. And I went to Damascus to bring them which were there bound to Jerusalem to be punished. And it came to pass, as I made my journey and was come near to Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light about me. And I fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? I answered, who are you, Lord? He said, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you persecute. And they that were with me saw the light and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. And I said, what shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, arise and go to Damascus, and there it will be told you of all things which are appointed for you to do. Amen. Now there's a crowd of people standing listening to this. Is Paul preaching?
No.
He's an apostle. He can preach. He can teach. God's given him amazing insight into the doctrines of the church. But that's not what he's doing. I said that's not what he's doing. He's not teaching. He's not preaching. He's not expounding revelation of righteousness or grace or faith. He's giving his testimony. How many believe it was powerful? These people that are hearing this. Can we really believe that he saw a bright light and heard a voice? Now people can scoff and mock all they want to, but he was there. He saw the light. He heard the voice. Nobody can tell him. And I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the king. I don't care if you got 9 degrees after your name. I'm the one who saw the light. I'm the one who heard the voice, and I know what happened, and I know what it did to me. Did something happen to Saul on that road? Whew. Saul of Tarsus, the mean persecutor of the church, passed away. Is that right? Old things were passed away, and Paul, hallelujah, the apostle, champion of the church, was born.
Hallelujah.
Who's affecting our lives to this day? He said, when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came to Damascus. One Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwelt there. He came to me and he stood and he said to me, Brother Saul. He wouldn't have called him brother the day before. How many of the Lord really had to talk to Ananias? Because Ananias said, Lord, I've heard about many about this guy. You want me to go see him? And the Lord said, go. He's a chosen vessel of mine. So he did. He said, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And the same hour I looked up upon him. Is Paul testifying? Yes. Did he say, I was there when he healed me?
Yes.
I was there when he saved me.
Yes.
I was there when he healed me.
Oh, yes.
I was there. And he said, the God of our fathers has chosen you that you should know his will and see that just one and should hear the voice of his mouth. For you shall be, you shall be his witness unto all men of what? Of what you have seen and heard. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Keep reading, keep reading. And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. And it came to pass when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance. And I saw him saying to me, make haste, get you quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive your testimony concerning me. And we're going to talk about this some more later, but don't be shocked if not everybody receives your testimony. Now, we do need to distinguish. Somebody said, I thought the Spirit of God is irresistible. He is. Nobody can refute him or prove him wrong. Nobody can withstand the truth and clarity and wisdom of the Holy Spirit. There is no counsel, no wisdom against the Lord that can be successful. But that doesn't mean the people have to receive it or believe it. That's not the same thing. And he's telling him, you need to get out of town because these folks will not receive your testimony concerning me. Keep reading. They lifted their voices and they said, away with such a fellow from the earth. It is not fit that he should live. Well, hold on, hold on. Is he wrong? Prove him wrong. Show from the scriptures that he's wrong. Convince us, show us. What's the problem? They can't.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series True Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.